Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Okay, that's a lane we're in.
Yeah, like we set the bar for your day very low. So if you do nothing else today and without doing this, then you can look at it as a success. I don't know if you remember the movie Home Alone, right?
I do remember a little bit about it.
Yeah, there's a scene, yes, in it where his mom realizes that they left Kevin home alone, so she makes the trip back to Chicago.
Yes, from Paris.
Right, and winds up, like, on a U-Haul from Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yeah, to, like, Chicago. So if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you're taking an airplane to your destination, but then find out when you're boarding that, oh, it's actually just a bus, you're doing okay.
How in the world do you confuse a plane ticket and a bus ticket?
It's not that. It's the airline. So you may be thinking that this is directly related to the current chaos happening in the airports.
Sure.
It's actually more common now because of it, but this was actually a thing. There are some regional airports where the routes are actually bus rides.
This is
surprising, especially to people like Kennedy.
I went to the airport. It was like a regular flight to me. I'm looking for my gate in South Bend Airport. So I saw on my boarding pass that we were leaving from gate 10. And I'm like, I've never been there.
Okay, so if you're following along, Kennedy's there at
You're at the airport. She's
South
at the airport.
South Bend Airport there in Indiana.
Okay, that's where my parents fly out of when they fly.
Right, well, then your parents should probably listen up. Because if they ever have to go to a gate 10, then it may be different airplane that they're looking at.
It looks different than the other gates. It's finally time to board. I'm lining up. I have a view through the door that, like, is supposed to lead to the bridge to get on the plane. And then I see a bus.
Okay. So maybe the bus is going to take us to our flight.
Right. Maybe we have to be shuttled there.
And I'm like, that's not a bridge. That's not a plane. American Airlines has done me dirty in the past. This might be the last straw.
Yeah.
She is sending some shade out to American Airlines.
She took a bus from South Bend to Chicago.
Oh,
she was thinking it was going to be a quick, like, 20-minute flight from South Bend to Chicago. Nope.
Yep.
It turned out to be a bus. And,
oh my gosh,
it looks like they do the bus to make it look like the inside of an airplane. Like, it,
really?
there's overhead compartment for your stuff. There's a little screen on the back of your, seat there. There's,
that is wild.
They don't have, like, regular, they don't have the rule where you have to, like, put your phone on airplane mode. So
there's
that.
Because you don't have to worry about, air traffic control.
But you're riding in a bus.
That's wild.
Complete with traffic.
And then you go to the airport to board the bus.
I know. So this is, I guess, happening more and more between smaller cities that don't have regular air flight service.
Did it say how long the bus ride was?
No, but
it's not super far to Chicago from there.
No. But for whatever reason, on the ticket, it does say that it's a bus, but it's not, like, obvious. Like, there's an icon of a bus, as opposed,
the ticket looks similar to an airline ticket.
It looks exactly like an airline ticket, but there's just a subtle nuance.
That is wild.
I know. So Kennedy realized, hang on.
And she's probably thinking, if I wanted to ride a bus, I would have bought a bus ticket.
I know. I would have gotten on a Greyhound.
I was getting on a flight.
I know. So again, I just thought that was kind of funny because she and probably a lot of other people are like, I found a cheap flight, to get me from here to there. Like from, I don't know, if you're going to fly from like Louisville to Lexington, one of those like regional things. And then all of a sudden you get on what you think is a plane and you're like, they're actually going to drive. I could have done this.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
And then I want to know how much the ticket cost.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like if it's really expensive, I'm big mad about it.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you're taking a plane to your destination, but then finding out too late that it's actually a bus, then you're doing okay.